Okay, so speaking yet again of law enforcement, we have a follow-up on a story that we reported on God knows how many weeks ago. You may remember, I don't remember if this was on a bonus or on a regular episode, but you may remember a story about Jennifer G. Hernandez. A woman, 58 years old, who was arrested for repeatedly going to the CIA headquarters in Langley, Virginia, and requesting to speak to Agent Penis.
I do remember this.
I remember it very well.
And so apparently there's not a whole lot to say about it, but apparently she violated the terms of her release agreement, her pre-trial release agreement, by not only returning to the CIA headquarters at least once and requesting to speak to Agent Penis yet again, but also showing up at President Barack Obama's house.
What?
Oh, fuck.
And she says,
this is the more recent one? She showed up at Barack Obama's house?
So, she got in trouble. She got arrested for going to the CIA headquarters too many times. And then she had a scheduled trial. And then between then and her trial, she continued to go to the CIA headquarters and she showed up at the Obama's house at least once.
That's crazy.
And the only statement they have from her in here is, "I won't go back there," Hernandez responded. "Tell me what to do and I will abide by the law." But we all know that this absolute legend, this absolute queen, is definitely going to go back to Langley and ask once again to speak to Agent Penis, because she is the only one who knows about the Agent Penis cover-up happening at the CIA.
Yeah, I love that the judge in her case is like, you shouldn't be going to places like the CIA and the Obama's house. You have to fight the callings and you just can't go back there. What is the story of this case? What does this mean?
Obviously, so at the heart of this article, folks, there's clearly a woman who needs some kind of mental health help that she's not getting. But at least she's not, the way it's manifesting itself is by pissing off the Obamas and the CIA.
Which is awesome.
Which is rules, totally rules. Yeah. So, I mean, really funny. Just best wishes to Ms. Hernandez and Praxis of the Week.
Yeah.
Praxis of the Week to Agent Penis, who has been doing a great job at Langley.
Oh, wow.
Stirring a bunch of trouble.
Her attorney is reportedly considering entering a not guilty plea using a defense of insanity.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. And that would also allow her to keep going to the CIA and doing this, which is what I think is in everybody's best interest at this point.
That's what I want to happen. Well,
that
mostly
be
just because
of therapy, right? She needs to actually get a meeting with Agent Penis. And then
that's what I want. Some. I want to see who Agent Penis is and why she wants to see him. Well, I want more information about what she wants with Agent Penis.
I want to know what she knows. Cover up. Yeah. What's going on in this woman's beautiful mind?
Yeah, there should be a movie about her.
Yeah.
The beautiful mind of Agent Penis.
Beautiful Mind 2, Agent Penis. They market it like it's a sequel to the original Beautiful Mind, even though it has none of the same actors or story.
They're like, is this a porn parody? And they take it home and they're like, that was a normal movie about a disturbed woman.
Yeah. But then all of her fantasies, or not fantasies, her, I don't know, what's the PC way of saying?
I don't know.
Callings. I think the judge gave us an out on this one.
The callings.
Yeah, callings.
All of the callings are just life-size dicks. Just dicks in little fedora hats and coats.
It's the guys from the Mighty Boosh in bad costumes.
Yeah.
I'm Agent Penis.
She's inside a shed writing a bunch of shit on the wall, and she's talking to a penis wearing a fedora and a nice three-piece black suit. And she's like, I know, Agent Penis, we're almost to the bottom of this. I'll meet you next week at Langley and we'll finally blow this case wide open. And he's like, yes, please meet me there. Don't listen to anyone who tells you I'm not real.
Yeah. Why would the CIA create a life-size talking human penis?
It goes all the way to the top. It goes all the way to the tip.
If you know what I mean.
Oh, and you do.
They're going to sell you you're crazy, but you're not.
Yeah. It's a perfect crime, because who is going to believe someone that there's an Agent Penis? But that's exactly who they get to do
the dirtiest work. I believe her wholeheartedly.
I'm talking myself into it right now. I mean, what would be so hard about making a life-size Agent Penis? And then no one would believe you if that's the just send him to Venezuela. But what? Maduro was killed by a giant penis?
Yeah,
get
that's
real.
Their number one assassin is Agent Penis.